This strengthened a general feeling that, for the Americans at least, the campaign in Holland was over. That supposition turned out to be wrong, but it was true that the offensive phase of the campaign had ended and failed. For Easy, as for the 101st, the 82nd, and the British armored and infantry outfits involved in Market Garden, it had been a dispiriting experience. For the British 1st Airborne Division, it had been a disaster. It had landed on the north side of the Lower Rhine on September 17th with 10,005 men. It evacuated on September 26th with only 2,163. Nearly 8,000 men were killed, wounded, or captured. Not only had there been no strategic or tactical gain to compensate for such losses, now the Allies had a salient leading nowhere that had to be defended. It was a narrow finger pointing into German lines, surrounded on three sides by a superior German force, dependent on the vulnerable Hell's Highway for supplies. 10 days earlier, the euphoria in the Allied camp had been running very high. One more operation and the war would be over, had been the feeling. The Germans had been on the run ever since the breakout in Normandy, from the beginning of August right on through the middle of September. It had been assumed that their unit cohesion was gone, their armor was gone, their ammunition was gone, their morale was gone. Those assumptions proved to be one of the great intelligence failures of the war. In fact, by mid-September, the Germans were well on their way to pulling off what came to be called the Miracle of the West. They put their units back together, resupplied and refitted them, brought in replacements, established a coherent defensive line. Eisenhower learned from the experience. In March 1945, he wrote his wife, "I never count my Germans until they're in our cages or are buried." Market Garden was a high-risk operation that failed. It was undertaken at the expense of two other possible offensives that had to be postponed because Eisenhower diverted supplies to Market Garden. The first was the Canadian attack on the approaches to Antwerp, Europe's greatest port and essential to the support of any Allied offensive across the Rhine. In the event, Antwerp was not opened and operating until the end of 1944, which meant that through the fall, the Allied Expeditionary Force, AEF, fought with inadequate supplies. The second postponed offensive was that of Patton's Third Army, south of the Ardennes. Patton believed that if he had gotten the supplies that Monty got for Market Garden, he could have crossed the Rhine that fall and then had an unopposed path open to Berlin.